This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
A lot of companies are paying attention to a court case in Colorado. That's because it could change the way employers test employees for drugs. The case involves a medical marijuana patient, and it centers on this question. Do companies have a say in their workers' legal drug use outside of work? From Denver, Nova Sappho explains.
So far, the answer to that question when it comes to legalized pot use has been yes. Multiple court rulings say private employers that test for drugs don't have to prove their employees were high at work before firing them. But all that could change at the Colorado Supreme Court in a case involving Dish Network and Brandon Coates.
I worked for Dish Network for 3 years. I was a customer service representative.
In 2010, Coates and dozens of his coworkers were subjected to a random drug test. Coates knew he wouldn't pass. He's a quadriplegic, paralyzed in more than 80% of his body, and he uses medical marijuana to calm muscle spasms.
In the part of my body where I'm paralyzed, my body tries to send signals to my head and it doesn't get through and it gets sent back down. And what that causes is for my muscles to flex like really hard.
Coates says he was never high at work, always taking marijuana at night. But Dish Network fired him anyway. The satellite TV company refused an interview, but in an email, it said it's committed to a drug-free workplace policy. Brandon Coates sued Dish, and a state appeals court ruled against him last spring.
What the Court of Appeals came out and held was that employers who have a zero-tolerance drug policy can enforce that, even if someone has a medical marijuana card.
Van Snapp is a labor law attorney with the Denver firm Sherman & Howard. He advises Fortune 500 companies on workplace issues.
There have been several other appellate decisions throughout the United States that have all upheld an employer's right to have workplace policies restricting marijuana use.
Knapp says Brandon Coates' case is potentially different because it raises a new question. Can an employee be fired if his legal pot use was explicitly protected by state law? There is such a law in Colorado. It says workers cannot be fired for lawful activities outside of work. The Colorado Supreme Court has now taken up Coates' case, and Knapp says the potential impacts could be big.
Employers really need to keep an eye on this decision. It's not just Mr. Coates.
The state Supreme Court case comes as many companies in Colorado are tightening their drug testing policies. Curtis Graves is with the Mountain States Employers Council. He says companies are responding to a slew of messages that urge drug testing.
There's a great deal of statistics out there that drug use and alcohol cost employers an enormous amount of money, in the hundreds of millions of dollars a year. So, you know, the marketing message is that by drug testing, they can save money.
Graves says many employers are also concerned about potential liability if there's an accident and an employee tests positive for pot. But for Brandon Coates, the issues are simpler. He wants to show that being quadriplegic and needing medical marijuana does not prevent him from being a productive worker.
What I would like is just for there to be a point proven so that people in my position, you know, can be employed. That's the main thing.
Coates says in the 4 years since he lost his job, he has not been able to find another one. In Denver, I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.